In its latest legislative proposal on cybersecurity, the White House advocated for liability protections for companies who agree to share cyber threat information with the government and with one another. But Homeland Security freely acknowledges that solving those legal questions won't mean companies will automatically open the doors to the data that the government wants. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Besides giving companies limited criminal and civil liability protections when they decide to share cyber threat data, the Obama administration's proposal would set up privately operated information sharing and analysis organizations, the voluntary infrastructure which would, in theory, let the government and the private sector share what they're seeing at the speed of light, all channeled through DHS's National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center. The key word, though, is voluntary. And while legal liability issues have been cited as a key reason many companies haven't already set up cooperative arrangements with federal agencies, even completely eliminating those legal concerns wouldn't be a panacea. DHS knows it has a lot of work to do to reassure companies that it can be trusted with what they know about cyber vulnerabilities, and the department needs to overcome suspicions about how the data will be used. Florida Congressman Curtis Clausen summed up the sorts of concerns companies have been expressing to DHS.
So I imagine myself on the top of a large multinational. I've got stakeholders all over the world, a board of directors that's not all American. I've got an ERP system. I've worked years to get it integrated around the world. I accept that cybersecurity is an important public good, and that if we don't have it, we're dead. And I also accept that the liability insurance that y'all talk about here protects one stakeholder, and that's the shareholder. But my world is much more complicated. And now as CEO, I'm going to go out and say, look, y'all, in the name of cybersecurity for the world, but mainly for America, we're going to start sharing data. You kind of have to trust us on what we're going to share, when we're going to share it, and we're going to, you know, those specifics will be defined later, but don't worry, none of this data will get into the wrong hands. Your privacy will not be violated, even though you grew up in the Czech Republic or Russia, where they were spied upon their whole lives, and the last thing they want is another big brother. It feels to me like y'all got a tough sale.
They do indeed, according to Suzanne Spaulding, DHS's Undersecretary for the National Protection and Programs Directorate. In testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee, she agreed that liability protections are not a single solution for the information sharing barriers between companies and between industry and the government. But she said the department hopes companies will grow increasingly comfortable in joining the program once they realize what DHS is actually asking for.
You're correct, the devil is in the details. The good news is that as we move to automated information sharing, those details will be apparent. There will be total transparency about the specific kinds of information that we are seeking and receiving, because we are creating a structured way of presenting that information that will detail very specifically the kind of information that we want to get. We will also work through the policy and protocols for protecting that sensitive information, both in terms of proprietary information and privacy. Limiting this to cyber threat indicator information, which is fairly technical information about the IP addresses that are sending malware, for example, to disrupt equipment. This is the kind of information that is less sensitive. And each company will make its own decisions. And I think you're right. One of the things we have been tried to be clear about, this is not a silver bullet. This is not a panacea. This is not going to make every company open its doors. But it does address concerns that we've heard from the private sector. And there will be a fair amount of detail about precisely what we're talking about sharing here.
The information sharing structure DHS is trying to set up requires the department to walk several fine lines. It does not want to upset any existing arrangements individual companies might have with federal agencies, whether they be the FBI, the Treasury Department, or the Secret Service. And even if companies are uncomfortable sharing data with the government, DHS would like them to at least agree to share data with each other through the new ISOWs, while also assuring them that the feds won't go snooping in. In the meantime, the department will need to try to convince companies that they stand to benefit from sharing with the government, says Dr. Phyllis Schneck, the DHS Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity and Communications.
We are going to have to earn your trust. This sharing is not required. It's my scientific belief that there will be benefit in getting our data. You don't have to give anything at first to get it. I think what the Undersecretary points out is very important. It's key. These are just scientific indicators. But you, the companies will see that, and we will work to earn your trust. It's voluntary.
The independent organizations will share information among their members while also building in a forthcoming set of best practices DHS hopes to begin creating, again, via an independent organization through a grant it hopes to award later this year. The practices are intended to reassure companies that any information they share with one of the new ISOWs won't be shared outside that organization's walls. But one of the many questions still to be answered is exactly how much information must be scrubbed from the company data before it can be shared with the government, while letting those companies stay within the safe harbor provisions of the White House proposal.
The companies have a responsibility to make a good faith effort. This is a policy puzzle that was just being solved each day by working together with each different equity, with the private sector, with law enforcement, with the intelligence community. We are doing our best to get everybody to design that.
But for its part, DHS says companies and Congress should feel reassured by the privacy infrastructure it already has in place, including the government's first ever statutorily mandated privacy office. Schneck says, like the rest of DHS's activities, the cyber sharing effort will be overseen by that office, and like all of its other programs, it will have its own publicly released privacy impact assessment.
There's never been a harder time to want companies, as we heard before, and it's true, to share with government. There's also never been a more urgent time to put the indicators together to respond to an adversary that candidly has an infinite appropriation and does whatever they want. And we need to make sure that we have our defensive capabilities as strong as they are, and that means putting this data together. It's speed and privacy and the balance therein. It takes all hands on deck, everybody to work this. And part of the reason it's taking us more than just a few months to build this capability is because we have to build it with the right privacy, the right policy, and the right equities to make it light speed and get it right.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.